What's New, o que há de novo, que ouviremos a seguir, foi composta por Bob Hayward e gravada pela primeira vez em 1938 pelo trompetista Billy Butterfield com a orquestra de Bob Crosby, numa versão histórica. Aqui está Louis Armstrong com sua versão de What's New.
What's new? How is the world treating you? You haven't changed a bit, lovely as ever, I must admit. Oh, what's new? How did that romance come through? We haven't met since then. Gee, but it's nice to see you again. What's new? Probably I'm boring you, but seeing you is grand, and you are sweet to offer your hand. I understand. I do. Pardon my asking, what's new? Of course you couldn't know. I haven't changed. I still love you so. Oh, what's new? Probably I'm boring you, but seeing you is grand, and you are sweet to offer your hand. Mama, I understand. Adieu. Pardon my asking, what's new? Of course you could know I haven't changed. I still love you so.
What's New? A seguir, um número onde Louis Armstrong faz o mais longo solo de trompete de todo o disco que estamos apresentando. A composição chama-se Moon Song, Canção da Lua. É de Arthur Johnson e Sam Coslow e foi escrita na década de 1930. Moon Song.
Came from nowhere the night that we met. It was like a melodious plea. Sweet moon song that wasn't meant for me. Why is it always reminding me of a love dream that never could be? Oh, sweet moon song that was meant for me. Gliding into my heart, riding on a moonbeam from above. Sorrow ended and the whole world blended in a rhapsody of love. Then I heard him singing to somebody else what I thought was my melody. Sweet moon song that was meant for me. Thank you. Yes, it came from nowhere. The night that we met, 'twas like a melodious plea. Sweet moon sound, 'twas meant for me. Why is it always reminding me of a love dream that never could be? Sweet moon song, baby, that wasn't meant for me. It came gliding to my heart and riding on a moonbeam from above. Sorrow ended and the whole world blended in rhapsody and love. Then I heard him singing to somebody else what I thought was my melody. Sweet moon song, yes. Baba do 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 yes, was me.
Escutamos Moon Song. Just One of Those Things, apenas uma daquelas coisas que acontecem, é uma das mais conhecidas canções de Cole Porter. Foi escrita em 1935 para um musical da Broadway chamado Jubilee, Jubileu. O andamento é bastante rápido e Louis Armstrong segue a apresentação vocal do tema com um solo de trompete simples e expressivo como sempre. Just One of Those Things.
It was just one of those things, just one of those craziest flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear. Amen. Yes, hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun. It was just one of those things. Just one of those crazy slings, one of those bells that now and then rings. It's just one of those things, oh, one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings. mama's just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it, we started fainting the town. Babe, we have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear. Amen. Yes, hoping we'd meet now and then. It was great fun, but it's just one of those things.
Essa foi Just One of Those Things. Louis Armstrong inovou na interpretação vocal das canções populares norte-americanas na mesma medida em que inovou nos solos instrumentais de jazz e conseguiu isto articulando a frase vocal com a mesma sutileza rítmica com que articulava uma frase instrumental. Louis Armstrong influenciou toda uma geração de vocalistas norte-americanos, começando com Bing Crosby no final dos anos 20 e passando por figuras do porte de Billie Holiday, Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett e um sem fim de outros. Não há músico popular americano que, consciente ou inconscientemente, não deva alguma coisa a Louis Armstrong. A próxima canção é uma balada composta em 1944. Esta é uma versão bem curtinha, com um bonito acompanhamento da guitarra de Herb Ellis. Chama-se There's No You, Não Há Você.
I feel the autumn breeze. It steals across my pillow as soft as a willow, the wisp. And in its song there is sadness, because there's no you. The lonely autumn trees are softly, they are sighing, for summer is dying. They know that in my heart there's no gladness, because there's no you. The park that we walk in, the garden we talk in, how lonesome they seem in the fall. The stormy clouds hover and falling leaves cover our favorite nook in the wall. In spring we'll meet again, we'll kiss and recapture the summertime's rapture we knew. And from that day, nevermore will I say there's no you.
There's no you. A voz de Louis Armstrong tinha um alcance limitado, mas isso não parecia atrapalhar. Pelo contrário, Louis usava essa limitação para criar nuances expressivas. A marca inconfundível de sua voz é o tom rouco, parodiado à exaustão. Apesar desse tom grave, seu alcance é de tenor e não de barítono, como poderia parecer. Agora vem uma linda canção que começa com o trompete de Louis com surdina, apresentando a melodia de maneira simples, porém carregada de emoção, e continua com a sua inimitável voz. O título é You Go to My Head, Você Me Sobe a Cabeça.
and you linger like a haunting refrain. And I find you spinning round in my brain like a bubble in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like a kicker in a julep too. Oh, the thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea, cast a spell over me. Still I said to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? Yes, you go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. My papa said, though I'm certain that this heart of mine has no ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head
Bela versão de You Go To My Head. E vamos concluir esta apresentação de gravações feitas por Louis Armstrong com o quarteto de Oscar Peterson em 1957, ouvindo uma canção que foi popularizada por Nat King Cole através de uma versão que ele gravou em 1940. Chama-se Sweet Lorraine, Doce Lorena.
I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Lorraine, yes, a paradise that a blue in the summer skies. When you see them, you will realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. I'm so happy when it's raining. I don't miss the sun, for it's in my sweetest smile. Yes, just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. each night I pray that nobody steals a heart away. Just can't wait until that happy day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Babe, each night I pray, yes, that nobody steals her heart away. Just can't wait until your lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine, yes. When the lucky day, when I marry sweet Lorraine.
E assim, amigos ouvintes, chegamos ao final de mais esta audição de Jazz Panorama. Quem acompanhou vocês foi este amigo Juan Maurer. Esperamos que tenham gostado e fica o nosso convite para a próxima vez, quando continuaremos apresentando-lhes o melhor do jazz de todas as épocas. Nosso cordial adeus e até então!